I am a homeowner. The last thing I want is weeds in my yard. The kids are home, and we just got a new puppy. My wife refuses to use dangerous chemicals. Okay, I get it. Green Gobbler, the safe and all-natural alternative to toxic sprays. Kill all weeds in 24 hours, anywhere. Green Gobbler Weed Killer is eco-friendly and biodegradable. Get yours now at Amazon.com. Search Green Gobbler Weed Killer at Amazon.com. With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose except the weeds.
Chicago's Sports Morning Show with Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on The Score.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
It's like an intruder that sneaks into your bedroom while you're sleeping, puts his hands around your neck, and chokes you until you fight to take your next breath, and then lets up, only to do it over and over, sometimes more than 100 times every hour, every night. This is sleep apnea assaulting you. And if your partner told you again how bad your snoring was last night, know that snoring is sleep apnea's calling card, and this serious sleep disorder can end your life. I'm Dr. Madan Kandula with Advent, and you have the power to stop these nightly assaults. Unlike most sleep centers, where a CPAP mask is your only option, Advent offers every effective snoring and sleep apnea treatment available. Some that are simple in-office procedures that will surprise you with their ease and relieve you with their effectiveness. Go to AdventKnows.com to schedule your appointment, because Advent knows when you breathe well, you live better.
The top of the hour is brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago, live from the Hyundai Studios, a radio.com sports station. The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to The Score. Oh, what a glorious day we're having. I cannot believe this show is over. We have so much left to talk about, so much that we've gone over, David. Just a glorious day, and we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Ugly Victory Monday.
Yes, we love a good ugly victory, and we love our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
You got Speed Bump Charlie, that low-energy SOB.
And, of course, Kevbo.
DHC!
And Ray, you are an inspiration. I can't believe Ray continues to work despite having worked all night and all day.
He slept at the station.
Did he really? Again?
I think so.
Bless you, Ray. Thank you. Let me see that thong, a thong, a thong. Oh, that's right. That was the Usher reference, I think. And
Cisco that did the thong.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Usher. Was I get confused. Usher is the one that brought us the Canadian kid, right? I get them all confused.
Correct.
Didn't Usher
gave us Bieber.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Thanks, Usher.
We should start thanking Usher at the end of every show as well.
Yes, we'd like to
Bieber
thank Usher.
Bieber was on Saturday Night Live with
How was
Chance.
He? How good. Was that? I didn't see
it. It was good. Nice.
How was the whole show? Was it good? Yeah.
Funny.
We can't keep putting it off. It's time to welcome in Dan Bernstein, and I'm sure he's miserable about the offense. Dan, good morning. It didn't work out the way you have been hoping.
Hey, Dan.
Well, hey, guys. I think this is, it isn't about what you say or what I say. It's about what Matt Nagy said at length about his offense after the last game. 10 days ago, he was lamenting the freaking details. We got to get these details cleaned up. It was him. He can't be the same guy now and say, hey, you're 5-1. This is great. This is awesome. We're right where we want to be. We got to just hold him to what he said. And he told us that this wasn't good enough. He said,
he said calibrate a couple weeks ago.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, right?
No, I'm just saying. So then it turned into freaking details, and now it's nothing to see here. Move along. Keep going. Nothing to see.
But you're right, Dan. But here's the thing. When he talks about being 5-1 and focusing on the positives, that's the head coach talking.
Right.
When he talks about the freaking details that keep getting in the way, that's the offensive coordinator talking. Now, it's the same guy talking, but the duality of his roles are clashing here because you have an offensive coordinator that needs to get better with the details and everything else, and you got a head coach that's got to focus on the positive.
Here's his exact quote. This is October 9th. The details in this offense are not there. That's our job as coaches, that we get these freaking details right. It's as simple as that. Darn it, when you play in this offense, you better be freaking detailed. And we're not a detailed football team on offense right now. And he's right. And part of me wonders why he runs plays and sequences plays that are so complicated. If you're struggling with the details, why are there so many?
Well, that's a fair question. It's a pretty elaborate offense for a team that can't really get a yard on third and one. Look, as meticulous as they could be, as much as they could pay attention to the details, that offensive line can't move a pile. So
that's the answer, right? The answer is, why are you trying to trick everybody all the time? Is because you can't block anything.
That's it.
And if you can't run over your right tackle, or you can't run over your right guard, and the entire left side of the line was a mess. That's why we're seeing passes behind the line of scrimmage on consecutive plays to Anthony Miller. You know, when you're asking your least detailed receiver to be the guy on these plays where you're throwing it down the line of scrimmage on a zero route so he can get somebody out in front of him in some kind of bubble, I think the answer, and that they can't say, may just be, we can't block anything up.
What about the play where Adam Shaheen put that block and then it burst Jordan Howard through the hole? And Olin had that answer. I thought that was a great answer, Dan. We talked about what's wrong with the offense.
Because, Shaheen's talented.
Well, that question comes up is, what is wrong with the offense? Why can't – and Olin said, well, your number two overall pick, the quarterback, not on the field. He talked about the idea that, was it number seven overall with the wide receiver, Kevin White, not on the field? Like, you start picking apart the drafts, and it explains why the talent level is not quite there, and you throw in the idea that Tariq Cohen is down, and you don't have the same weaponry that you thought you were bringing to the offense.
They're chasing in a lot of places, and that's when you end up also relative to the cap, throwing money and resources at the same position over and over again. They traded up for Anthony Miller. And I will be more than happy if Darnell Mooney doesn't start eating up a larger chunk of his reps, because Mooney's already more polished. He's
and
already
you might be
more
able to,
aware in space.
You know, Anthony Miller's a guy that you don't know this, and it's all talk radio speculation, but he might have some trade value, and you may not miss too much of it if you got rid of a guy, depending on how you can supplement your offensive line, because it all starts there. You know, you can be as creative as you want. You can have the playmakers that, you are inflating their value, but you got to block somebody, and you got to be able to protect the passer, or else none of the other stuff really matters.
Yeah, I don't say this lightly, but I really do wonder if there is somebody on a couch somewhere who can be a more credible left guard than they have. Because you can't have what they have.
Think that about
low energy SOB.
No, I know, and I know that they've said nice things about Alex Bars, but I haven't seen nice things from him. And Coward just gets overwhelmed. There is there some professional player who is in a reasonable amount of shape, who could hold that. It's left guard. And they don't run a lot of whole, you know, G lead stuff. They don't ask their left guard to be as athletic as some offenses do.
Well, they asked him to pull on pretty much the first series, and
they did.
Couldn't get that done, and it was slow developing play. And look, and I think the stat that Biggsy had, which is very interesting, Chuck Leno made his 84th straight start at left tackle. He has started next to 9 different left guards. You talk about instability. That spells it out right there. 9 different left guards over a 5-year period.
And I love having a kick-ass defense to root for. It's fun, but this is our lot in life. This is what we have. Somewhere along the line, we have sufficiently offended the football gods that even when the Bears are good, this is what we have. It can never quite all work at the same time.
Well, see, I don't know what's wrong with that though. See, I think that's the kind of disconnect sometimes, is that the defense being as good as it is not a bad thing. It's just a matter of we resist it because you have a head coach that came here not to run the I formation. You know what? Maybe he should. You know, maybe these other things, we've been talking about this for a couple of years now, is that the compatibility is missing. I don't think that you complain about having a special defense because
it can be fun. Far from it. It's just that it never lines up properly, because that we knew going in what the window is going to be with this defense. And the fact is, it's a championship-level defense. But they're not going to win a championship because the offense isn't good enough, even with the resurgent special teams. Yeah, they were really good in 2 of the 3 phases. And it's just incredibly maddening. The genuine irony of having the offensive-minded head coach and all of the attention to the offense and all of the offensive coaches and all of them talking about details, and you've got a defense that's good enough to win a Super Bowl, and you're not going to because of the offense.
Well, you know, I think if you heard what the quarterback said, it's going to be one of these things where they're going to get better and where you're going to figure out a way to win. Look, they shut down Tampa, and Tampa just slapped the heck out of the Packers. That was pretty remarkable to see the Packers go down like that.
It's ridiculous.
But it speaks volumes to how good that defense is, the way they shut down Tampa. I know there were injuries. I know there were other things involved, but you know, that's got to make you feel a little bit better watching them go into first place.
No, because I still don't think the offense is good enough to win the Super Bowl. You know, that's the thing to me. That you have a Super Bowl level defense, but you're not going to win the Super Bowl because the offense can't get out of its own way.
But you're right, Dan. I don't disagree with that. I don't think the Bears have a championship caliber offense. But how many teams can you look at around the National Football League and say that they have units on both sides of the football that are good enough to, you know, be Super Bowl champions? The Chiefs have a Super Bowl offense. Do they have a Super Bowl defense? No.
They have a pretty good coordinator, and they've figured out how to get through games. You're right. I mean, I think that what's interesting, Baltimore is an interesting team because they got great defense, and they got an offense that doesn't translate in the playoffs maybe, right? They got great individual play, rushing attack, but can you win if you can't throw, if you can't score points?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good example. You see, you have a special group, and now you need what is acceptable level of a performance? Does it have to be average? Does it have to be better than average? It can't be what it was yesterday.
No, it can't. Again with Nick Foles, it's like he's the perfect guy for just Bears. He's the perfect Bears quarterback right now, right? Because you can kind of see what you want to see. You can concentrate on, that was a really good throw to Cole Kmet. Boy, that was a dart. But the fact that he was already, with that throw, he bailed out the offense from just a sequence that makes you want to tear your hair out. When you go from timeout to delay of game penalty out of a timeout?
Unbelievable.
How ironic in our situation.
Hey, we should take a second. Cole Kmet, Chicago guy, made good, you know, grew up. There was like did they show that him as a little boy wearing the Bears uniform? Mm-hmm. And there he is doubling his season totals and catches in one game with his first touchdown. Congratulations to Cole Kmet.
Yeah, that was a great story. His mom made the trip down. There's a good story, the trip by Dan Wiederer. Yep. She took a flight. She got one of the tickets. She was in the stadium on the other side of the field. It was a cool story for a guy whose production has not been what you wanted it to be. Gets his first touchdown.
Yeah.
More. You know, do that three times a game.
Well,
do that all
the
time.
You can say that to us and we'll nod and agree. And we'll be like that lady behind Trump, just nodding our heads like crazy, bobbleheading. But you need to talk to Harvey Dent. Quite frankly.
You betcha.
David's guy.
Oh, yeah.
Coach / offensive coordinator. Good old Two-Face.
Cole Kmet should have more catches than he has. I agree with that.
Of course.
That. I think, you know, but it's a matter of, their tight end. The rookie tight end emerging as their second most dangerous playmaker would be a perfect for this offense that it lacks playmakers.
Yes. You can't throw the ball in the
rush.
Flat.
No, you can't
to Jimmy Graham. You can't, you talk about that, the timeout, that was terrible. But you get sudden change, you're down there, you're in the red zone, you're inside the 10, and you throw a pass to Jimmy Graham in the flat? What is the point of that? That's not going to get you anywhere.
You find his usefulness to this team is a one-on-one when he's in the end zone posted up on somebody.
Post up in the end zone. Absolutely.
That's it. And maybe a 7 route. But even that is questionable because he can't really separate from anybody anymore. And if you're going to say we paid him all this money because he's going to get us 7 or 8 touchdowns on those post-ups and you throw it to him from the 3, I can live with that. But you're right. You can't try to get him in space and ask him to do something because he's not going to. There are so many people on the defense who repeatedly and consistently are winning their battles and defeating blocks and just winning what they have to do, and there's so few on the offense who can do it, and that's what gets really annoying. And the fact that they know that Allen Robinson can do it, and that's why they put 3 people on him.
Defensive secondary is playing as well as we've seen a Bears secondary play in a while because they're physical, they're technically sound. You know, Jalen Johnson is being picked on, but he's responding, and
he's playing
well. I thought that was a bad pass interference call.
Terrible.
And
criminal.
That was the guy to the 1 yard line. That's the only way they scored a touchdown.
Jalen Johnson's really good. He's really good. That's a rookie corner. That's an NFL rookie corner playing on an island. That's a child out there doing what he's doing.
There was nearly a one handed catch there that it would have been like a raw type of play because the guy got free and couldn't bring in. He could not bring in the ball, but that was a little bit frightening. He was way too open, and then giving the ball back 15 seconds later was probably significantly worse than that.
Yeah,
they used up 23 seconds. You get the ball back and you milk 23 seconds off the clock. Come on,
that's longer than the last series lasted when they should have run the ball on 3rd and 2.
It's a fascinating place to be. I mean, you're alone in first place at 5-1 and owning tiebreakers and likely going to the playoffs. But now looking at a stretch of games that includes some big boy teams. When you're talking about the Packers and Rams and Saints and Titans, and there's going to be a reckoning here. They're going to have to live up to what they say about themselves. They're going to have to fulfill what Matt Nagy says about it, whether it's details or not. And I don't know if it really is details or not, if he's just saying it's details, or that's his way of saying everything has to be perfect because we're not good enough. And I think it comes down to that. And it gets back to the wisest words you can ever remember in football. A bad offensive line will always make for a bad offensive coordinator. Always, 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 always. That never fails.
That's it.
And they'll win every game 2017, 2019, maybe a 21-18 in there? No?
Well, they will.
10-9.
There's going to be a regression to the mean with Cairo Santos, too. That guy's not going to be banging through 55-yard field goals.
That's not the expected reaction to the career-long field goal and solving the eternal problem that has plagued one Matt Nagy in his tenure. Please.
Well, yeah, I don't think because it happened, it means everything's okay. I do think there's going to be regression on that.
It means what he can do, he can do. It means he can do that. It means that might have gone through at 57. Let's see what happens.
Let's wait till it gets cold, and then we'll celebrate.
I will say this. The punter's a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't be.
Underrated, too.
It's a that's part of your defense. You know, that goes hand in hand with your defense. And when you create long fields like that and you have some discipline in ball placement and in the height that he gets on that, you know, I'll take fair catches at the 9 all day.
What have you today, sir?
We have a Bears Monday, and we have inverted our regular guests today. It's going to be Hub Arkish at 10, and then Patrick Manley in for the entire 11 o'clock hour, and all kinds of surprises and sound and Bears excitement and pleasure and consternation, all of it in a big pie.
Have a good show.
See you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
If you're in the market for windows, you need to call Russ Armstrong. He's the owner of Chicago Window Guys, and they make and install all their own products and offer a lifetime warranty on all parts and labor. I had a bunch of windows done. I was so thrilled with the product and the process that I've been recommending Russ to friends and family and coworkers as well. You, too, will get the best price and deal directly with the owner. Call the Chicago Window Guys today at 847-881-3060. Make sure you mention my name because that gets you 10% off. Check out his reviews at ChicagoWindowGuy.com.
I am a homeowner. The last thing I want is weeds in my yard. The kids are home, and we just got a new puppy. My wife refuses to use dangerous chemicals. Okay, I get it. Green Gobbler, the safe and all-natural alternative to toxic sprays. Kill all weeds in 24 hours, anywhere. Green Gobbler Weed Killer is eco-friendly and biodegradable. Get yours now at Amazon.com. Search Green Gobbler Weed Killer at Amazon.com. With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose except the weeds. For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Being a Chicago Bears fan comes with quite a few perks, like the impressive leg muscles you form from constantly jumping out of your seat. Not to mention the discounts on select gear that come with the Chicago Bears PNC Bank Visa debit card. Because at PNC Bank, we believe that your passion pays. For details on discounts and other offers, visit pnc.com/bearscard. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. Copyright 2020 PNC Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Elmhurst BMW Fall Kickoff Sales Event is going on now. Save with 0.9% APR financing and up to $3,500 in savings. Plus, enjoy ultimate care, BMW's no-cost maintenance and roadside assistance. Hurry in. The Elmhurst BMW Fall Kickoff Sales Event ends October 31st. You earned it. You deserve it. Elmhurst BMW at 500 West Lake Street or shop online at elmhurstbmw.com. On select models with approved credit.
Want to bet? The new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Hollywood Casino Joliet are your front row ticket to all the action on all the games, with up-to-the-minute real-time odds and the best bets around. And with our state-of-the-art betting kiosks, placing a bet has never been easier. So grab your crew and hurry into the new sports books at Hollywood Casino Aurora and Joliet, the best places to place your bets in the Chicagoland area. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is what 65,000 square feet sounds like. Pretty big, huh? And right now, pretty empty. But display over 50 different furniture manufacturers, electronics, appliances, flooring, and one of the largest selections of area rugs you'll find. And now you can see what 5-star furniture is really like. And if you're looking for Tempur-Pedic, the newly expanded 5-star is the place. It's the area's most unique furniture gallery. 5-star Furniture, the unique new way to buy furniture in Oak Lawn, Chicago, Arlington Heights, and Bridgeview.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
And this one in the books. Bears 23, Panthers 16. It's not quite a fade to black. Who wants another? You want another fade to black? I mean, this was just a hard-fought win in the NFC, and they're 8-1 in the last 9 NFC games and 5-0 in the NFC for the first time since the Super Bowl year of Lovie Smith in 2006, and the defense does have a big day with the three. You needed three takeaways today.
Your TV screen just faded to black.
Okay, fade to black. Bears win it 23-16.
Wow, a reluctant fade to black from Voice of the Bears, Jeff Joniak, on our sister station, WBBM News Radio, 780 and 105.9 FM. So maybe it didn't merit the full call, but it's a win, and they're 5-1. All right. And we're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. It is a Bears victory Monday. Fry up the chicken and enjoy, because a win is a win, even if you don't think your team is that good. But it's okay. We have the bandwidth for absolutely all of it, and you can process all of it. You can enjoy the win. You can be happy to be in first place. You can look at the likelihoods and probabilities based on this record and the expanded playoffs, and also be realistic about what the possibilities of winning the Super Bowl may be. We can do all of that and more today, and we're going to, because we're going to talk to Hub. At 10, we'll have Patrick Manley on at 11, and we'll have a lot of phone calls today because that's what we do on Bears Mondays. Always more fun after a win. 312-644-6767 is the phone number at WSCR The Score. You want to email us, you email Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Send a text to the text zone. That is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text 312-644-6767, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein670. You can follow my personal Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. Also, make sure that you download the radio.com app. It's a great way to stream The Score on your mobile devices. The stream really busy right now, so it's a great way to stream it at radio.com with the app right there on your phone. You can even do it in the car for crystal clear sound and DVR-like controls. You can also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. And if you want to tune into Twitch, There's the video feed right there on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. That is directed by Brian Gertsch, and he also moderates the chat concurrent with the Twitch feed as well. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Ray Diaz, the man we call them executioner, is on the board doing all the things that he does. And the bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. So, yeah, the Bears put us through these games. This is what we've done. This is our lot in life. This is what we do on Sundays. And we watch and we sit through it and we get to the end of it. And then we sort of feel like, okay, it's over. And all the threats have ended. The clock reads zeros. And every week it seems to be the same, that the Bears have more points than their opponent. We're not quite sure how. We're not quite sure when they're going to be good, where we are in the process. And that's what's so maddening about this, is here Matt Nagy's record as a head coach is the same as that of George Halas. And his start, it's like the best start to a Bears head coaching career since George Halas. Because usually when a head coach takes over, we know they're taking over a bad team. The other coach got fired because the team was bad, and then it takes time to get good. And here Matt Nagy has been good since he took the job. And the head coaching record speaks to his head coaching, I guess, in a way that a record does. But when he's the one saying the things he said last week about the offense, and you have 10 days against a bad defense, that's not the Colts. That's not the Bucks. That was the 25th ranked rushing defense, and they have 13 rushing yards at half. That was it. You had 10 days to figure it all out, your precious processes, that everything is such a heavy lift. Everything is already, you're supposed to be good, and you're supposed to have things you know you can do. And I just don't think they do. Every next play is, let's spin the magical wheel of whiz-bang offense. And that guy's standing over there, and Allen Robinson's in the backfield. And here comes Cordarrelle Patterson. And it's just never easy. They always talk about the process, and then the games themselves feel like a process. Let's solve this next call. Well, we need 2 yards. I don't know. How the hell are we going to get 2 yards? We could put Anthony Miller in the backfield and throw a little lateral pass and then see if somebody can pop out and get a screen. And maybe they just have to admit we can't run over Jermaine Ifedi, or we can't run over Bobby Massey. I don't know. It's all so precious and adorable. You know what it is? I think the Matt Nagy offense is the equivalent of a Wes Anderson movie. And that's why it bothers me aesthetically. It's like everything's a little perfectly manicured dollhouse. Every little detail. And it's all so twee. Instead of just, you know, giving the ball to a guy and having him go that way with it. And they always talk about their processes and their details. And it's probably why I can't stand Wes Anderson movies, because everything's just so adorable and so precious and so detailed. And the details always have to be everything just right in this little world, when other games don't look like the Bears' wonderful world of offense. And other games just feel more like football games, and the Bears don't. And the thing is, the defense is so much fun. The defense is so great and so satisfying. God, there was a play late in the game, Roquan Smith, when he just did what he used to do in college, when he avoided a blocker completely, just threw the blocker to the side, and then guided missile the ball carrier. And we're going to talk about Kyle Fuller, too, because that dude is a cold baller. That dude is an all-pro. He is nasty, and he is fun to watch and fun to root for. And everybody on the defensive line, we even saw Robert Quinn get close to the quarterback in a couple places and have some pressures. And it was you hate to be in a situation where you hope the defense is on the field, but you're more likely to do things that get you closer to winning the game when you don't have the ball, which is so weird. It's so backward, and it gets difficult to root for at times, but it seems to be the place where we are with this team. 312-644-6767. Happy to take some phone calls today. This segment is brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grizzly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. This is Jeff from Algonquin. He's on the score. Good morning, Jeff. Happy Bears Monday.
Hey, happy Bears Monday to you too, Dan. I liked your comment to Molly in crosstalk when you said, bad offensive lines make bad coordinators. And I hope Ryan Pace has like that posted somewhere on his desk, because it's true. The best offenses in the league have good offensive lines. The Raiders are scoring 30 points a game right now, and it's because they can block you off the line of scrimmage. Derek Carr isn't special. They don't have a bunch of weapons on there. They got Darren Waller, who I'd probably take over anybody on our team, but you get my point. We don't have a good offensive line, and because of that, even though we don't have playmakers, we lack speed, I get that, you take a whole dimension of your game away when you can't block, and that's the run game. The pass block is average, but at the end of the day, they can't overcome that. They don't have a quarterback that can overcome that. They have a quarterback that if the table is set, he can get you where you need to get to. So that's my comment on that. And then I guess just I would like everybody, Chicago Bears fans, to join me in my new change of ways of thinking of this Bears team recently, because I now look at them and I'm not going to be angry about them. I didn't expect them to go anywhere this year. And they're 5-1 right now. I don't expect Super Bowl or anything. I don't really have any expectations. It's more of just, I'm going to just enjoy the ride. We haven't been 5-1 since 06. We haven't, it's a weird 5-1, I know, but enjoy the moment, because
it's hard to enjoy, though. It's hard to enjoy, because I want them to win the Super Bowl, Jeff, with this defense. This is a generational defense. This is for what the rules allow you to do now, for what everything that's reined in, you're not allowed to be violent. You're not allowed to breathe on anybody in the pass game. I don't know what constitutes pass interference. I certainly don't know what constitutes a quote unquote defenseless receiver anymore. But for what you're seemingly allowed to do, this defense should be and is. This is a championship level defense, and it kills me that your offensive head coach and your offensive head coaches, that your assistant coaches that you brought in, and everything that you've done to try to make the offense good enough still isn't there. They still talk about some kind of process to get there. The defense doesn't need a process. The defense is repeatedly kicking you in the rocks. They're stopping you in the red zone. They're doing everything you ask. They're getting takeaways. They're clobbering people. They're scaring good quarterbacks. And as all this is going on, you just have to score more touchdowns, and you could reasonably have designs on a title. And the fact that I don't think they do, it just sucks to be in that situation when we all know what we're watching. And if you can do that, more power to you. If you can just have fun with it and live with the torture of some of this, some of these games, like, I'm texting people like, God, I hate this team because of the stuff they do. And they can't put a game away, and they make you crazy with the penalties. And that they got to talk about cleaning things up and details. Stop being stupid. This segment is brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices and no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to burlington.com to find your store. Burlington, love the deals. Nate is in Addison. He's on the score.
Hey, Dan. First, I got a question about the running game and the running back, but first I gotta tell you, I agree with you 100%. It just seemed like I can watch the worst NFL team, and they can run the ball, and they can do everything like seem better than us. I mean, it's just like simple plays, like screens and stuff. Like, we struggle. Like, you hold your breath and say, okay, they're going to do it. But the question I have for the running back is, we have a rookie running back somewhere. I think they just bought him. I don't remember his name. I don't know his name. But I know the offensive line is bad, but you can't tell me that Walter Payton ran behind good lines all this career. I mean, sometimes the running back has to make a play instead of – I think that Montgomery is starting to do that shuffle stuff again and yep. where before he hit the hole. So he didn't do it the first two games. Now he's starting to do it again, and that's causing problems too. What do you think about that? I hang up and listen.
Thanks, Nate. I wish there was some magic running back who could appear just because, and he'd be good just because we haven't seen him yet. The name I think you're thinking of is Artavis Pierce, and I like novelty. I like seeing new guys, and I think if they thought he could make a difference, he'd probably be out there because he's been active. As far as I can tell, he's actually been up and available, but I don't think it's that easy. I don't, and there's, they certainly don't have, when you use Walter Payton as an example, yes, if you had arguably the best running back of all time, I would hope that they would deploy him behind this less than stellar offensive line, but they don't. So we watch the process continue as we go. When we come back, let's get a pep talk. Because the Bears quarterback told us all to shut up and enjoy. So let's get a pep talk from the perpetually positive Nick Foles, and he'll make us all feel better about our miserable lives. Bears Monday, you have the score.
This is Bears Monday. The score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Stop throwing away money on overpriced, overdesigned razors and razor blades. It's a racket. When you can shave with Harry's and you start to understand that racket, you say, well, what have I been doing all these years? Join us on the other side where everything is better, because Harry's now has their sharpest blades ever, and they're not raising the price. They're still as low as $2 each. And you can find Harry's in stores. But the best deal right now is online at harrys.com. You use the code DANB, and you can get a trial set for just $3. So you can experience this, the Harry's shave and the Harry's value and savings. You don't have to take my word for it, because when you get the trial set, you're just going to know. Other razor companies deal with planned obsolescence where they know that the blades are going to go dull. They know you're going to come up with another $28 to buy more of them, and they get you hooked on that. Harry's can keep prices low because they own the German factory that's been honing razor blades for 100 years. They own the whole process. You can get Harry's blades in stores, but go online right now, because that will also give you the harrys.com 100% quality guarantee. As a new customer, you get a trial set for $3. Use the code DANB at harrys.com, and headed to you will be a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. It's $3, and it ships for free. So give this a try. Go to harrys.com. Use the code DANB.
Inspired by your nerves of steel and the nerves and joints that help our bodies go. Inspired by longer walks and breakthrough joint replacements that keep you in step. We're inspired to deliver the best in orthopedic care, because at Franciscan Health, we're inspired by you. To learn more, visit franciscanhealth.org/orthocare. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
At Great Clips, we want you to feel good about getting a great haircut. That's why we created the Great Care Promise, our commitment to keeping everyone as safe as possible in the salon. From contactless online check-in and social distancing to rigorous sanitization and mask requirements at all Great Clips locations, we're doing more to keep our salons clean and comfortable. Check in online and get a Ready Next text when you're next. Great Clips, it's gonna be great. All salons are independently owned and operated. Contact your local salon for specific safety measures.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
I am a homeowner. The last thing I want is weeds in my yard. The kids are home, and we just got a new puppy.
My wife refuses to use dangerous chemicals. Okay, I get it. Green Gobbler, the safe and all-natural alternative to toxic sprays. Kill all weeds in 24 hours, anywhere. Green Gobbler Weed Killer is eco-friendly and biodegradable. Get yours now at Amazon.com. Search Green Gobbler Weed Killer at Amazon.com. With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to lose except the weeds.
Dan Bernstein will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Medicare beneficiaries, it's that time again. This is your chance to get new coverage or to make changes to your existing coverage for 2021. You can enroll in Original Medicare with a Medicare Supplement Insurance Policy or make a switch from a Part D Medicare Advantage Plan. Gen Healthy Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans take your health as seriously as you do. Visit GenHealthy.com, click Get My Rate, and see what your rate could be. Visit GenHealthy.com today.
Fall is the season to cozy up with soft, buttery cookies, seasonal pumpkin cheesecake, and rich, fudgy brownies. Introducing the Edible Bake Shop from Edible Arrangements. That's right, moist, decadent cookies, cheesecake, and brownies are now at Edible. Order as a single serving, box, platter, or pair with one of our fresh fruit arrangements. Made fresh for you, Edible Bake Shop makes an exceptional, delicious treat, perfect for any occasion. Order today for delivery or curbside pickup at your local Edible store or at edible.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Third and goal from inside the one. Montgomery in the backfield.
White.
And Foles on the sneak. He's in. Touchdown, Chicago.
A big breath of fresh air. Nagy can finally breathe again because he's saying, what call do I have to make to finally score a rushing touchdown from the one-inch yard line? Cody Whitehair getting a good push up front.
So now the Bears have scored in the third quarter.
Not they have. It took officially have.
Some extra time.
For us, again, it's not easy.
It's a miracle. Hallelujah. Third quarter points. They did it. And after they showed Montgomery's elbow down, I'm like, oh, God, after we thought, hey, the Bears scored in the third quarter. No, they didn't score in the third quarter. Well, they finally did, but man, it's a chore. And even if you love the Bears, and even if you get that feeling when you sit down and get ready to watch a game, and I get all set, and I get my little mise en place with my computer and my phone and my notepad. Well, I get this, you know, clipboard where I take my little, you know, game notes and track everything, and I've been doing that since I was a kid, you know, once we realized that going to games was sort of untenable. I used to do it even in college. I'd sit there with a notebook during Bears games just because I was a loser, and I loved the Bears, and I'd put a jersey on and sit by this big screen projection TV in the commons room and watch the Bears and get all mad, especially, oh my God, that game in 86 against the Giants, or 87 against the Giants. The Monday Night Football with the Dennis McKinnon 84-yard punt return. Oh, was it so much. And then they kept knocking quarterbacks out. The Giants fans got all mad. And they were all Giants fans in my freshman dorm. It was so great. God, that was fun. And, you know, you sit there and you get excited, like the Bears game is coming. And then you watch it and your phone just starts blowing up. And you're lying if you don't have the same experience as I do. Because whether or not it's emails or your group chat, whatever it is, and it's your uncle or your dad or whoever it is, like, who's this guy and why does he suck? Why can't they block anybody? I'm going buying pumpkins. You know, it's the same conversations. And you do too. I know you do. And I know if you go back and look at your text string during Bears games, it's all Bears fans wondering why the hell the offense sucks. And that's just what we live with now. But don't tell Nick Foles. Don't tell him that. He doesn't want to hear it. He thinks everything is going to be okay. And during his post-game Zoom conference, he was asked if the Bears' offensive identity is sort of this inconsistency for ugly wins.
Well, I first say, would you rather lose pretty or win ugly? I think that we'd rather win ugly. You know, I think that's the common thing. So I think it tells you a lot about our team. Is this who we are offensively? We want to improve. We want to get better. We want to have rhythm. But ultimately in the NFL, it's about winning games. It doesn't matter how you do it. It just matters that you get it done. If you put up 50 points and you lose a game, those 50 points don't mean anything. So right now we're winning games. We're playing together as a team. We can improve. I think that's exciting. If we were winning these games and playing perfect and they were this tight and we're playing perfect, what do you do? Where do you improve? I mean, then we're sitting here as like, man, I guess when we just, you know, play those teams, it's just not going to happen. Well, right now we have a lot of areas to improve offensively once again, but we are figuring out ways to, you know, score and get points and move the ball and do those things. We can fix what we're doing. It doesn't happen overnight. Offenses don't get fixed overnight. Sometimes they don't get fixed throughout the course of years. You've seen it in the NFL. There's been teams that have been bad offensively for a very long time. We're not one of those teams. We're a team that's young offensively. We're growing. We're getting to know each other. We're figuring out who we are, and we're doing it at the right time. And as a team, we're winning these games. And I think that's what's important. Now, we're not going to get complacent and say, hey, man, we're 5-1. This is it. No, like we're sitting there in the locker room after the game talking through it. Hey, we got to be better here. This is what we got to do here. Communication here, route running here. Hey, we got to be able to run the ball here. We know that. I know you're all going to ask those questions. We know that. And that's what's exciting, because we don't have to have y'all say, hey, you doing this? Hey, we know. But we also know that we're going to improve because we believe in one another. And that's what great teams do. Great teams find a way to win a game. Bad teams win with prettiness. Great teams win no matter how it takes. So I'm proud of our guys. I think we're continuing to improve. Are we where we want to be? No, we're not where we want to be. But I'm excited about our offense. I'm excited about the guys that are there. I like the communication that's happening on the sideline. I love the passion of the players. Most important, they care. And we're bonding. We're getting to know each other. That's football. Like, you don't just go out there and play football. You got to care about the man next to you to make those plays. So I like where we're at. I know we're going to improve. I believe in our staff. I believe in our players. And I'm really grateful to be a part of this organization.
Bad teams win with prettiness? No. Look, I love the fire and the passion. That's great. But you know what? The whole getting to know each other and all that, you can get to know a guy, but that guy, he's got a block for you. And you could love that big fat man with the sweaty ass in front of you, but if he's not blocking for you, I mean, you can care about him and his family and the whole thing, but he's got to keep that big angry man from jumping up and down in your sternum. You know, this is, I mean, that it all sounds great. And when he talks about some teams have been bad on offense for a long time, yeah, you're on one of them. You're quarterbacking one of them. You're new here. We've been here a while. We've lived this whole thing. Here's an email from Rudy who says, I know everybody loves the pep talk, but I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Getting to know each other, caring for the guys next to you will help you improve. We're 6 games in. So if teammates that hated each other or just met, we could call a play without a delay out of a timeout. That's easy. It doesn't require a process. That's not passion. Not getting to know the team. It's just bad. And I know that they believe in all that stuff and he believes in all that stuff, but we're in the middle of the season already. And saying that having room to improve is reason for excitement, I like the alternative. I would like, I don't know, say you score 35 points because the offense is great. And you're moving up and down the field and moving the chains and putting in the end zone over and over and over again and breathing easy. I'll take that. I mean, I know you love the excitement of the possibility of getting better, but I don't agree, I guess. But hey, I love the energy coming from BDN and the tone that he sets. So I hope they follow their signal caller, and I hope they block for him because they don't do enough of it. Kenny's in Berwyn. He's on the Score. Hello, Kenny.
Hi, Dan. Just to have a couple questions here, and was wondering about what you think with my crazy observation here, but I was just curious on why the Bears went for the starter on left guard when it came to picking between Bars and Coward. And they chose Coward instead of Bars. And my question is, do you think the Bears see Bars as more of a tackle? And the observation I am going off this is because something that you said a while back that I started doing when it comes to observing linemen and looking at their butts if they're big. And Bars is not, Coward is. And, you know, I remember you saying something about, like, you want your linemen to have big butts and big thighs and all that, just to, you know, to have a push when it comes to driving defensive linemen away. Just wondering if you see Bars because of his, the way he's built, more of a tackle than a guard.
I don't know what they think. I just think Bars isn't physical enough. He isn't physical enough at the point of attack. And if you want to be sort of a dancing bear kind of tackle where you're sliding and kick stepping and mirroring and just walling off, that all depends on your discipline at your waist, your foot speed, your ability to bend at the knees instead of the waist, and the quality of your punch and your ability to use your hands and lock on guys and keep them locked out if you don't have that ability to, and the lower body to anchor. But I haven't watched Bars enough to give you any sort of viable scouting report on him, but there's a reason why he was undrafted off that line for a team that scouts are watching all the time and to have the lauded Harry Heastand offensive lineman. And if you look at who came off of that line too, you're talking about McGlinchey, who's the tackle in San Francisco, Quentin Nelson, who is one of the very best players at any position in the NFL and one of the best interior linemen I have ever seen in my life. He is a monster. He is a rhinoceros.
And Alex Bars, ass and leg strength.
And Alex Bars was on that team with all those scouts watching all those guys and wasn't drafted. I would like to see him get more physical. I'd like to see him bigger and stronger. Joe is in St. Charles. He's on the Score.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that if you can scare the pants off Aaron Rodgers like he did yesterday, the Packers are not a threat to the Bears.
Of course they're a threat to the Bears. Have you watched them play over the years? Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. This is Charlie in Palos Hills on the Score.
Hi, Dan. I have two off-the-wall questions. You were talking about looking for an offensive lineman. Do you think there's any possibility that Kyle Long would come back?
No, he'd have to gain 100 pounds back.
Oh. And then another off-the-wall idea. Mitchell Trubisky, what if they put him at a wide receiver position? Even if it's
Happy
a
Bears
decoy.
Monday. It's a Bears Monday. Thanks for the call, Charlie in Palos Hills. See, I thought he was going to go in like the Taysom Hill direction and put some packages in there, which actually I wouldn't necessarily mind because he is a really, really good athlete. But, yeah, well, we've got to bring back Kyle Long and move Trubisky to wide receiver and Zurich to linebacker. Next up, Hub Arkish is going to join us to give us his expert thoughts on the 5-1 first place likely playoff bound Chicago Bears. Keep it here. Bears Monday on the Score.
This is Bears Monday. The Score guys react to the Bears' win over Carolina. Get analysis from our team of Bears experts and take your calls. There's no Monday like a Bears Monday. All day today. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine.
Hey, it's Jay Zawoski. Bet the big Kansas City versus Buffalo matchup tonight with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook. If you've never tried FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on the Kansas City Chiefs to prevail over the Buffalo Bills in this heavyweight matchup. You heard that right. You can bet up to $5 to win 125 on Kansas City to win. It's a huge game. The Bills are 4-1. Are they for real? If you don't think so, bet the Chiefs. You'll get that plus 2,500 odds boost. And with FanDuel Paradise Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you can buy multiple bets.
Hey, it's David Wexler, formerly with the Little Guys, now with EOC Audio. Established in 2007, EOC is Chicagoland's trusted leader in home audio, video, automation, networks, and home theaters. Today, I want to talk about something that almost everyone is relying on more than ever, and that's your home network. In today's world, with everyone being at home, life has created a demand on your home network like never before. With you working and the kids learning at home, gaming and streaming Netflix, you just can't get by with boosters and Band-Aids. At EOC Audio, we'll plan and expertly install the most robust networks possible to properly manage the flow of all of your audio and visual data needs. A real network. Router, switch, wireless access points, all set up properly so it is secure and maximizes the speed available. That means no more dropped Zoom meetings, movies that don't buffer, and families that don't fight, at least over their network. Imagine great Wi-Fi throughout the house. Check us out at EOCAudio.com. That's EOCAudio.com, or give us a call, 630-386-6266.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. And engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
I am a homeowner. The last thing I want is weeds in my yard. The kids are home, and we just got a new puppy. My wife refuses to use dangerous chemicals. Okay, I get it. Green Gobbler, the safe and all-natural alternative to toxic sprays. Kill all weeds in 24 hours, anywhere. Green Gobbler Weed Killer is eco-friendly and biodegradable. Get yours now at Amazon.com. Search Green Gobbler.